every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? We are here live on Wrestling Observer Live, Monday, December 22nd, 2025. This is Filthy Tom Lawler running the show. Today, we are here 7 days a week, every single day, Monday through Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian, and Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. As always, after a short or long weekend here on the show, we've got a lot to get into. We had a packed edition of Friday Night SmackDown, which was somehow 2 hours that was less packed than the AEW Collision show on Saturday. And the highlight of the wrestling weekend, I thought, was the AAA Guerreras de Titanes show coming to us from Guadalajara, Mexico, on Saturday evening. I thought that was a fantastic show. Like I said, the highlight of the weekend. We have cards news coming up for Wrestle Kingdom. We have some news coming from the Road to Wrestle Kingdom show, which took place last night. Of course, Wrestle Kingdom going to be the final time we will see Hiroshi Tanahashi, the legend himself, in the ring on January 4th. So we've got the full card lineup for that. There is a Monday Night Raw taking place tonight. The show was taped last Friday. We will not give out the spoilers, but I will tell you what you have to look forward to on Raw tonight. We will have full recaps of SmackDown, Collision, and as I mentioned, the AAA show from Saturday night. A little bit of injury news coming out of that to the AAA Mega Champion, Dominic Mysterio. And we will get into all of that in the next segment.
December deal drops at Lowe's are wrapping up, but there's still time to snag something worth bragging about. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, and members save an additional $100 on a new and exclusive Samsung French door refrigerator, now just $18.99. Need new tools? Select tools and accessories are up to 45% off this week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/24. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details.
So you need last-minute gifts. No judgment. Get an extra 25% off during Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and find great gifts under $20, like something cozy, something thoughtful, something that says you planned this all along. Yep, you're just one quick trip away from checking off the last gifts on your list. Save now at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer ends December 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the second segment of the show. And indeed, I believe we do have Brian Alvarez with us. Brian, can you confirm?
I can confirm I'm here for the moment.
Oh, look at that. We have a special guest currently in a dispute with Elon Musk, so he may disappear at some point during
the
show.
Could happen at any time.
But happy to have him while we can, especially after such a packed weekend. You know, usually I look at the lineups and I go, okay, there's no pay-per-view this weekend. I'm going to have time to relax, time to spend outside of wrestling. And then as soon as Friday gets going, it never ends. So I spent the whole weekend and this morning watching wrestling. But, you know, after watching the wrestling this morning, I'm not even complaining about it. I had a fantastic time watching this AAA show.
So you watched AAA this morning?
I watched the entire show.
Oh, my God.
I thought it
God.
Was the best thing I saw this weekend. I don't think you're going to disagree with that.
No.
Yeah.
This was the best show that I've seen in a long time. And the best part about it is my favorite match was the match that I kind of was looking forward to the most, but for completely different reasons. I thought the Wyatts and the Psycho Circus was going to be the worst match of 2025. I thought it's just in time for the awards. These guys are going to go out there. It's going to be an atrocity. Instead, it was my favorite match on the show, Tom.
Hey, I agree with you. And there was a lot that I liked on this show. I mean, hey, as long as we're talking about it, we might as well just get right into this show and we'll cover the other stuff later, because kind of the injury news, the big injury news of the weekend is coming out of this show, which happened in the main event to Dominic Mysterio. Suffered a shoulder injury. I don't believe it's been diagnosed yet, but you could see him favoring it throughout the rest of the matchup. But as somebody who's separated their AC joint probably more than once in the past, to me,
I've done it twice.
Yeah, that's what it looked like, because he was able to continue working. He was taking bumps, but clearly something went wrong in that main event match. That main event match took place in front of 13,000 people, over 13,000 people at Arena Guadalajara. So a fantastic crowd. They were going nuts virtually the whole show, virtually the whole 3 hours. I don't know if they had any dark matches or anything before that, but the crowd was wild the entire time.
You know, I gotta make one comment here. I was actually in the wrong chat. I thought I was in Twitch, but I'm actually in YouTube, which is never, it's never a good thing. And this fella here goes, I refuse to watch AAA. I have dignity. Let me tell you something, everybody. Let me tell you something. In 2025, there are so many great wrestlers all over the world. This isn't like, you know, when we grew up, actually Tom's too young. I mean, when I grew up, there was like a lot of really terrible wrestling all over the place. But nowadays, there are so many good wrestlers everywhere. If you looked at that AAA card, this is not about dignity. You look at that card, and there was only one match that looked like it would be bad, and it wasn't. Every other match looked like it was going to be good to great, and they all were.
Yeah, they all delivered, and the one that you thought was going to be bad delivered more than the rest of them. But like I mentioned in the main event, there was an injury to Dominic Mysterio. It was El Grande, Americano, and Dominic Mysterio, the new Gringos Locos, taking on the team of Rey Mysterio and Rey Fénix. And this was a great match. Rey Mysterio turned back the clock. He has looked fantastic in the last couple appearances. He kind of just popped up on Raw, and he's back in the main event scene doing great work, and he looked awesome here. The heels got the heat on Rey Fénix.
51 years old, coming off a torn groin that kept him out for like 8 months, and Rey's back looking awesome.
Yeah, he got the hot tag, and he looked awesome, as you said. They did a spot where Dominic was going for the Three Amigos, and on the third one, he held Rey up, and Rey came down and countered it with like a spiking DDT, and that's where Dominic looked like he just spiked himself on the shoulder, taking the bump. The match kept going on. Fénix locked an octopus on Grande in the ropes. Rey hit the 619. Grande tried to get the foreign metal object to Dominic to put in his mask, but Penta, who was originally scheduled to be in this matchup teaming with Rey Fénix before he was injured during the match with Solo Sikoa, Penta ran down and he stopped El Grande. He kicked Dominic. Rey hit the 619 on Dom, dropped the dime on him with the splash, and pinned his own son, the AAA mega champion, to win the match. And afterwards, it was kind of bizarre because Grande and Dom, who they've been pushing as this new unit, the new Los Gringos Locos, had words after the match. Dom kind of stormed off, and then the crowd was going absolutely crazy for El Grande Americano. He eventually shook hands with Rey Mysterio. JBL called him a Benedict Arnold, and the crowd went even wilder for Grande chanting his name.
Yeah, they've loved El Grande Americano. Like, he's a heel, but they love him. And so I think they just figured, well, may as well just go babyface with this guy. So, but Los Americanos, Rio and Bravo, they're still heels. But I think El Grande has gone full babyface.
Well, speaking of Los Americanos, they were in the opener, which was an all-action match from start to finish. Double teams, quadruple team spots, just insane stuff throughout. It was Mr. Iguana and Nino Ambergesa, which that's a team I would love to wrestle alongside you, Brian. Mr. Iguana and Nino Ambergesa. They took on the LWO, Los Americanos, Rayo and Bravo, and La Parca and Octagon Jr. All action, as I mentioned. Joaquin Wilde was flying around. Bravo gave Nino Ambergesa a spinning torture rack, which was quite impressive considering he's half the size. Octagon Jr. and La Parca hit Cruz del Toro with a Spanish fly, and then La Parca hit his spinning power slam and got the win. And of course, he danced to Thriller afterwards, much to the delight of everyone.
Including the special La Parca guest sitting there in the front row with his young child. Canelo Alvarez was at the show, dressed like La Parca. And I don't know if the announcers were clued in because they completely flipped their lids when Canelo unmasked. And the fans went crazy because he's from Guadalajara. He's like a local hero. And he's just like a, you know,
he's a legend.
Legend. But I mean, he's like a legend, but also it's like if the show was in Bothell and I showed up. He's a legend, but also specifically in that particular area. Man, they went crazy for that guy. And he showed up at the end of the show as well. So what a week for legendary boxers this was.
Oh, boy. We could get into that later if you want as well. We had Del Dr. Wagner Jr., I believe, taking on Ethan Page. These two went right after each other. They've been feuding back and forth between NXT, AAA for months now. Eventually, Page put a wrench in his trunks, but he grabbed the title belt. The referee, Tarantis, took the belt from him. Page hit Wagner in the stomach with a wrench and pinned him with the tights to win the title from Dr. Wagner. Or so we thought. Instead, Mr. Iguana ran down and ratted him out. He told the ref, Tarantis, what happened. The ref restarted the match. Wagner hit the Wagner driver immediately to win and retain the title.
Yeah, you know, I realize they got to change some things, and I'm not really a fan of the heel ref gimmick anyway. But I got to say, pretty disappointed that El Hijo de Tarantes is just like a normal babyface referee now. After all those years of him and his father being the diabolical heels that would do nothing but screw the babyfaces right and left, now he's just a guy. Sad.
Yeah, he should have not cared at all about this and allowed
shouldn't
it to
have.
Happen.
You're gonna let some lizard tell you what to do?
The next match, I'm actually going to skip over because we're running up on short time here, and I think that Psycho Circus and Wyatt's match deserves a bit
yes.
more time. So we had Laredo Kid defend the AAA Cruiserweight title against Javon Evans and Jack Cartwheel. Holy smokes! About 3 minutes in, JBL's like, I've seen 20 moves I've never seen before, and that did not stop. Eventually, Laredo Kid retained the title with a moonsault German suplex on Jack Cartwheel.
Half and half German.
Oh, unbelievable.
Great
match.
Much like
the rest of the show was, and we will get into it after the break.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back with you on the air. Filthy Tom Lawler along with his sidekick, Brian Alvarez. We were talking about the AAA Guerreros de Titanes show.
Guerreros de Titanes, not Guerreros.
I thought, are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Okay. But we had not gotten to the most important match of that show
Of the century?
Perhaps.
This should have been on Netflix on Friday night instead of that Jake Paul fight.
Well, no. You know what? In that fight, the Logan Paul,
The
Jake Paul, Anthony Joshua fight, I think we did indeed get exactly what we were going to get, what we were presented. We were not sold a false bill of goods.
No.
Match, actually, I think we were sold a false bill of goods because I did not expect this. I did not expect what we got out of the Wyatt Six against the Psycho Circus. I was so confused going into this because earlier in the week they had announced this was for the WWE tag titles.
And oh, they did? They changed it?
They did, and they had all the guys listed. They had
I wasn't crazy.
No, they had announced that, and they had all eight guys on the poster. And I was like, is this going to be for the belts? Are two of each team going to battle it out?
Well, yeah, they've done this a few times because at the last Saturday Night's main event, the Javon Leon Slater match was originally going to be for the tag team titles, and then for some reason they just changed it. And then here, I thought it was a tag team match. I thought it was going to be like Psycho Clown and Pagano against Joe Gacy
and
Dexter Lumis. But then all of these guys came out. And so we actually got to see, on a show promoted by WWE and TKO, Murder Clown on the show, Dave the Clown on the show. Every one of these clowns participated in this match.
Oh, boy, did they ever. This was right up my alley. Like, the Psycho Circus doesn't show up for the match. And Wyatt Six are so angry, they storm to the back where the Psycho Circus has this elaborate funhouse setup. Like, the Wyatt Six are, even they are kind of, like, distraught. They're trying to figure out what is going on here. They're in the back. Psycho Clown lures them into an attack in a ball pit, and then it just breaks down. Mascarita Sagrada pops up. He's attacking the Wyatts with a kendo stick. Corey calls this match bizarre, and JBL rightfully corrects him. He says, look, if it was more normal, that would be bizarre. They grab a hold. Rowan does. I say they. Rowan grabs a hold of Pagano.
The vintner.
Yes. The wine expert himself.
Yes.
Grabs a hold of Pagano and power bombs him. They said 12 feet down. I would agree. Probably at least 12 feet down through funhouse tables, all this setup.
I don't even know what he power bombed him off of. He was just on something and Pagano went really far down. And then they were like, well, that's it for that guy. He ain't coming back. He's dead.
They're selling it. That is the end of the hardcore legend, Pagano. Pagano is now being billed as the hardcore legend.
And he's a legend to me.
Why not? Then Joe Gacy gets kissed by the Exotico, Pimpinella Escarlata, which you want to talk about seeing something on a TKO promoted show in 2025. This seems out of place, but hey, we got Pimpy still showing up. She kisses Joe Gacy. And then the action goes to the ringside as they brawl down the ramp. The Wyatts isolated the leader, Psycho Clown. However, the gigantic Murder Clown comes back, saves him. You know when you say the name Murder Clown?
Oh, yeah.
You think...
I love saying it.
How could somebody possibly encapsulate that? That is, that's like a lot to put on somebody. You know what I mean? That's a lot of pressure. You're a clown and you're a murder clown. This guy is murder clown.
That's not even my favorite. You've got Pagano, whose gimmick is he's a pagan, hence Pagano. You've got murder clown, who's a murderer, the murder clown. You've got psycho clown,
yes,
who's psycho. He rips his own face off. And then, of course, you've got Dave. Dave the clown. Dave?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Who is so fat, and he did a dive in this match. Everybody did a dive. Murder did a dive off the post to the floor.
I couldn't believe Dave the Clown doing that tope. And then Murder Clown scales to the top and dives onto everybody on the floor.
No, Tom, he didn't even dive onto everybody.
It was Rowan.
It was only onto the vendor.
It was just one Rowan.
Guy caught that guy off the top.
Murder Clown, he's like, I don't know how tall he is. Can you look up the stats on this guy? Is he like 6 feet tall and 7 feet wide?
I doubt he's all that tall. He just looks tall because everyone else is short.
He didn't look too short in there with the vintner, but he looked like he had more width than Eric Rowan had height. Pagano runs down. He makes his comeback, wipes out the Wyatts with the kendo sticks. That's
Murder. Murder,
dive.
By the way, is the big fat one. Not Dave. Dave's husky, but
he shouldn't have been doing a tope con hilo through the second rope or whatever he did. Psycho Clown then proceeded to rip off his own face. Loomis no-sold it and tried to cut him off, but that didn't work. Psycho Clown lifted him up, put him through a table, and pinned him. This was awesome. What an act. This is the best the Wyatts have ever looked. This is probably the best the Psycho Circus has ever looked.
Oh, I've never seen a better match.
But, like, all they're going to do is bring this to the States. Bring this feud to the States. Right now they're doing the Wyatts and the MFTs, but let's be real. Come on. The MFTs, they have their own aura, but they are not the Psycho Circus. We need to get the Psycho Circus in there in that SmackDown multi-man division. Can you imagine Psycho Circus against Fraxium and the Motor City Machine Guns? Or
no.
Psycho Circus
the
versus
MFTs.
The MFTs? Psycho Circus versus the Vision?
No.
No!
I only want to see the Psycho Circus against other teams that are horrible. And then, like, it's like reverse synergy. You take two horrible teams and you put them together and they magically have an incredible match. I gave this 1 billion stars. And after 2 days of thinking about it, I would not change that. Loved it.
You may have gone too low.
Loved this match. I had more fun watching that match than I had watching that Javon three-way. Which was a legitimate 4.5-star match. Easy.
Yeah, that was a great match. They did so much stuff in that match that I had never seen before. So
oh my God, this guy here, the YouTube chat has redeemed themselves. Stu here says, how about the clowns against Dark State?
Oh, please. Please give it to us. Yes. That is exactly what I want.
I'm looking forward to.
I don't want that. I need it.
Yes.
Come on.
The butt guy against Murder Clown.
Anyways, Los Toxicas took on Natalya Lolovice and Fabi Apache. This was good too. Fabi Apache won the match with a dragon suplex on La Hiedra, and her team got the win. Dragon Lee took on El Vikingo, and the crowd
great
hates,
match. Great
crowd
match.
Hates El Vikingo,
but
hates
a horrible
this
finish.
Man. Well, it may have been a bad finish if you don't like the guy that came out, because a lot of people are huge, huge fans of the huge, huge man that gave Vikingo the win, and that was Omos. The man who won the big
it's
AAA
not even
battle
who it was,
royal.
Dude. It was just God, what a bad finish. He just comes out, and there's a ref bump, and then a guy hits his move and there's no ref. I mean, it was like straight out of 1985. Just the most generic run-in ref bump. And then poor Dragon Lee gets hit with that, whatever that is. He went for the 630, but he actually only hit a 450. And then Omos has to go get the referee. And so, like, he took so long that I went back and I started my timer. Dragon Lee had to lay on his back being covered for 25 seconds. Remember when, like, it was it Bam Bam Bigelow that did the five count, and then I think Big E did it for a while?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you know, you really got beat up bad if you're down for 5 seconds. This poor guy's down for 25 seconds before the referee returned the count. Brutal.
Well, he did get low blowed and then hit with, legitimately, this
yeah,
was
it looked like
the
it sucked.
Biggest last ride that's ever been done on planet Earth. Like, he lifted him up. It was like one of those rides where you shoot up real fast and then shoot back down. That's exactly what Omos did. Killed Dragon Lee. So I don't have too much problem with him staying down. But Dorian Radon then came out and revealed he is the one behind Vikingo and Omos. So Corey signed off on this show by saying 2026 will belong to Lucha Libre. And if you watch this show and
great
recent CMLL, you'd be hard-pressed to disagree. And I'd be totally, completely, 100% fine with that. This show had pretty much everything. So go out of your way. I would say go out of your way to watch this 2-hour, 45-minute wrestling show.
This was. I thought this was like one of those old NXT pay-per-views, you know, back when Triple H was booking and it was just like five fantastic matches. This was like that, but also wild matches that you would not have seen on an old NXT show. This was like that Psycho Circus match was like a UFC one fight. Loved it.
All right, we'll be back with more after the break.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, ha, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROYAL25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROYAL25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Progressive presents advice on new teen drivers.
You know, the hardest part about teaching your teen to drive is the chafing from the seatbelt. But the best part is the grip strength you build in your knuckles. Okay, now let's pull out of the driveway.
Here's another tip. Offset a chunk of the cost of adding a teen to your insurance with Progressive's teen driver discount and get a break from the break. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states or situations.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back here with Filthy Tom Lawler and Brian Alvarez on the penultimate segment of the show. So far, we have pretty much only covered the AAA Guerras
de Titanes.
Thank you.
Titanes.
A local Mexican native.
Yeah.
Mexican heritage.
Half Mexican person. Native.
Okay, there we go. Luckily, we have you here to correct me.
Yes.
A little bit of news that we could get into here, and some lineups ahead of Christmas week before we get into Collision and SmackDown.
How about the fact that Dynamite this Wednesday is another extended show? 2.5 hours on Wednesday.
Is it now?
Yeah, he can't help himself.
Well, look at that. We are going to get 2.5 hours filled with Ricochet versus Bandido for the Dynamite Diamond Ring by virtue of being the two last men standing in last week's qualification Dynamite Diamond Ring Battle Royal. We will have Pac versus Jack Perry in the Continental Classic Gold League. Konosuke Takeshita, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion, will take on Orange Cassidy in the Continental Classic Gold League as well. And Roderick Strong will take on Mascara Dorada in, I believe that's a Blue League match, I'm sorry. And Roderick Strong and Mascara Dorada also in the Continental Classic Blue League. Mina Shirakawa will take on Marina Shafir, and MJF will also be in action. That is on Wednesday at an earlier start time, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. The same start time for Christmas Collision, which will take place the next day. Both those shows were taped over the weekend at the Hammerstein Ballroom. So tune in Wednesday and Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
You know, I realize this is the Continental Classic season, and I do like Continental Classic season at the end of the year. You know, this is the time of year where there's, compared to everything else, not a lot going on, even though there is a lot going on every day. But I think that next year he needs to figure out a way to not have the semifinals, like the most important matches, taking place on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Because my guess is these shows are going to die.
The semifinals matches are not on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The semifinals matches are at World's End.
The last two are at the pay-per-view, but like the important matches to determine like who is number one in the block, who is number two, what are the matches going to be on pay-per-view. These are the biggest matches in the tournament, and they're taking place on the two least watched shows of the year pretty much every year.
And I read the spoilers, and this is a case in which like I'm more intrigued after finding out the four participants in the semifinals than I am, you know, otherwise. So it's like this would be a perfect opportunity to get more eyes on these shows. But yeah, it's going to be tough to draw on those on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. A little bit of news in the world of New Japan. We have Andrade El Idolo being revealed as the new business backer of the United Empire. He will be on the Wrestle Kingdom show on January 4th. Brian, what's going on here?
Well, everyone's been asking, and I don't know, but Tony Khan did a call today, one of his usual media calls, and he was asked about Andrade, and his answer was the usual answer, which is, stay tuned to AW Dynamite! So he didn't really have an answer, but it's obviously, he's working Puerto Rico, he's working House of Glory, and now he's working New Japan. So I would suspect, I mean, this is obviously the case, they're allowing him to work outside of the U.S. I don't know if he's been cleared to work everywhere. We might find out here very soon. Maybe he'll show up at the pay-per-view. I wouldn't be surprised if, because they haven't gone to court, they were negotiating something. I would not be surprised if they negotiated something where you can work anywhere you want except AEW during this 1 year or whatever. Because he did sign the contract. The clause is in the contract. You know, whether it would hold up in court or not is another matter entirely. I don't think he wants to go to court because you're going to go to court with TKO and it's going to cost an incredible amount of money. So he may have just done a deal where they made an agreement that you can't go to AEW, you can't go to wherever, but if you want to work New Japan, Indies, Mexico, Puerto Rico, go for it.
And it ain't that hard to beat TKO in court. I did it.
You know how long it took for you to beat TKO in court and how much money that cost?
I also did virtually nothing.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing, besides provide my information. Anyways, in other news ahead of Wrestle Kingdom, LP, his TV title open challenge, has already been accepted for Wrestle Kingdom as today, after he defeated Taguchi to retain his title, Santa Claus showed up with a present. Gave it to him. It was a picture of DDT's Chris Brooks. Chris Brooks then attacked LP. He attacked Santa. He attacked Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh.
And he will be taking that challenge.
How's Santa going to deliver presents without Rudolph?
I'll talk.
These are serious questions.
Yeah. And in his second to last match, Tanahashi defeated Kosei Fujita with two high fly flows ahead of his main event in front of 50,000 fans against Kazuchika Okada at the Tokyo Dome.
Who's going to win this match, Tom?
Okada.
Think so?
I do believe so, yes.
Yeah. Jeremy Finestone sent me the stats on Tanahashi. And with the exception of he did a job for Yuto Ice, and I think he did one other job as well. But other than that, through like the entire World Tag League, all of his other matches that he's had, he has only done two jobs where he has actually taken the pinfall in the last 2 months, long before Okada was even announced as his opponent. So this is not like a John Cena thing where he's like putting people over on the way out. And you got to remember other guys in New Japan, like who did Okada put over on the way out? And he was leaving the company to go to another company.
He actively put no one over but himself.
Yes.
In Japan and Noah.
The idea
went to other companies and beat their aces and
yes.
left Japan.
So like the idea that he can't win or like they don't do this or whatever. Dude, that's what New Japan does when guys are on the way out is they win. So I would not be the least bit surprised if he won that last match.
Well, let's get into, I disagree, but let's get to a few of the highlights from the shows this weekend. Was there anything that stood out to you from SmackDown besides, of course, whatever Ilya Dragunov did with Carmelo Hayes against DIY?
That was the most nothing happening show. Just like nothing happened on it. It was like a holiday show. Like we show up, we do some stuff. It felt like, remember when it sucked, when it was 3 hours long?
And then it's about to be 3 hours long.
Well, and then it moved back to 2 hours, and we thought it was going to immediately be better, but it still sucked for like a few months. And then for like 2 months, it got kind of pretty good the last 2 months or so. Well, now it's starting to suck again, so I think they're getting ready for that 3 hours. I think they're going to bring up some people from NXT, but my God, this show is just, nothing happened on this show.
No, I mean, Damian Priest and Aleister Black are still feuding.
They're still feuding.
Aleister Black laid Damian Priest out after they did an opening segment in front of the crowd. The Kabuki Warriors look like total losers against Nia Jax and Lash Legend. They got beat up. They lost. They are the tag champions.
Yeah, that's the
thing,
dude.
They were pinned and thrown away like nothing. And then Charlotte and Alexa ran down, ran off Nia and Lash, and then held the belts up. Like, why would we think that the Kabuki Warriors stand any chance of retaining these titles against any of these teams after this?
I watched that match. I watched the aftermath. I listened to the commentators. I watched the interviews before and after. And it was all of a sudden at one point I just realized, oh my God, the Kabuki Warriors are the tag team champions.
Yeah.
Like, they lost this match, and the announcers did not even make mention of the fact that they just beat the tag team champions. They didn't mention they should
beat... Well, they did, but they didn't make a big enough deal about it.
No, it was like nothing. It was just like another match on the show, and... Like, apparently the Kabuki Warriors are babyfaces now. I missed that babyface turn. But, I mean, Asuka did a total babyface comeback. Kairi's working babyface in peril. I mean, it was weird, dude. Like, every match on the show was heel versus heel, except now, half the heels were, like, babyfaces.
Well, Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes are babyfaces.
Okay, that was the one, yeah.
But they are kind of feuding because they're... Well, they are feuding.
Yeah, they are feuding.
They are feuding. We don't need to get
And they're two baby they faces feuding with each other.
Yes.
And then we had two women's matches that were heel versus heel. And then the main event, I think the Wyatts are actually supposed to be heels.
No, the Wyatts are baby faces.
Are you sure?
On SmackDown.
Remember we were watching this show and they were like cutting promos on baby faces and heel promos. And we were like, I think they're actually heels.
No, I think they're
the fans like them.
They're heels in AAA. But they're baby faces.
They're heels here.
It
doesn't matter.
And actually, after that last match, they're baby faces in AAA, if you ask me, too. So,
yeah.
But they defended the tag titles against JC Mateo and Tonga Loa, and it had the dirt worst finish ever. Made me so angry. They just all started brawling. Everybody got involved, and they just brawled. They brawled forever. The brawling was good. The finish to the match was horrific, and that was SmackDown. Well, no, that was not SmackDown because we also had Cody Rhodes breaking and entering into Drew McIntyre's house.
I think we talked about this last week. Yes.
Broke into his house.
Well, this was revenge for when Drew McIntyre broke into his bus or whatever. Which, by the way, did we miss an episode of SmackDown? Because they keep talking about how Drew broke into Cody's bus or whatever. I don't remember seeing this anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I miss a show?
He broke into his bus and beat him up and left him laying, but you would be hard remiss to remember it because Cody was back later in the show beating Drew up. That's okay. When he laid him out and cut the promo on top of the table. That was awesome.
I think I might have missed that show.
He said War Games was his birthright.
Yeah, yeah, I may have missed that one.
Got a fantastic promo. And then we had AEW Collision, which...
Imagine that being your birthright. War Games. It's a rough life, brother.
I mean, mine is like shoeing horses. So, I mean, maybe I'd take War Games. Collision, I thought Collision was great, too, because,
heck,
it was only an hour.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a great show. I thought it was a kind of above average, but I wasn't blown away by either of the Continental Classic matches.
I thought Kevin Knight and Kazuchika Okada was good, but it was a bizarre match.
Yeah, because Okada was, like, doing the most lazy, I mean, golly.
They just went 50-50, and then Kevin Knight... kept countering the Rainmaker. Okada hit Takeshita's wheelbarrow German, which they didn't really even talk about on commentary, but he hit that right before he went to the Rainmaker and then was countered and pinned by Kevin Knight in the biggest win of his life. And yeah, like Speedball and Jungle Jack Perry was good, but the crowd liked both guys and it just never hit second gear. You know, the crowd was into the moves, but it didn't
it's because
like,
everybody was waiting for Speedball to make a comeback, and he just kept getting cut off and cut off and cut off and cut off and cut, and then he was pinned.
Yeah. Eddie Kingston squashed Nathan Cruz, and actually what I thought was the best thing on the show was Mercedes Moné defending the undisputed RevPro women's title against Alex Windsor, and... They went kind of like 50-50. They traded submission holds. Windsor hit a blue thunder bomb off the second, almost got the win. Mercedes hit the backstabber, locked on the crossface. But Windsor reversed it, and they went through a series of reversals that culminated in Alex Windsor trapping the arm, sticking Mercedes to her back, getting the three count. And we have a new... undisputed RevPro women's title. Mercedes Moné has lost another one of her belts and cried in despair, much like we will do when we come back in the final segment.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live for the final segment of the show. So sad to be leaving you guys only after an hour here with you today, but we must move on. A little bit of clarification there. Right when we went to commercial, producer Dom gave me a little heads up there as I was talking about Mercedes Moné losing her titles. Dom, are you there? Can you tell the people what you told me?
I am. Yeah, you said she lost another one of her belts, and I corrected you. She lost one title but two belts.
Of course, the undisputed Rev Pro women's title, and I believe the queen of Southside Wrestling title. Right. Those two are one championship represented by two belts, which now are in the possession of Alex Windsor. So as I said, you know, coming to a close today, we must move on. But before we get to the show tomorrow, there will be Monday Night Raw taking place tonight. This was filmed, recorded, taped last Friday, along with SmackDown, which I believe was live, and then they will be doing a taping. I believe they've already taped the show for this Friday, but it could be wrong. Raw tonight, we'll have Rhea Ripley taking on Asuka. So we will find out what corner Asuka stands in, if she is indeed back to being a babyface. Javon Evans takes on Rayo Americano, Bayley against Roxanne Perez, and you will also see Austin Theory and Bronson Reed taking on CM Punk and Rey Mysterio. Tune in to Netflix if you want to watch that. And tune in to all the normal channels, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Network, anywhere you could find Wrestling Observer Live on your podcasts or audio devices. Thanks for listening, and we will be back with you tomorrow and every other day until the end of planet Earth. Take care. Stay filthy.